Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may, above all things, seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. So together we affirm our faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Over the past 20 months, We have been considering and hopefully assimilating the holy habits, which are based upon the reading we have just heard from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. We started off with biblical teaching, where we considered why it is so important for our knowledge of God to be firmly based upon teaching from the scriptures, and also discussed how important it is that we are each well grounded enough in God's word to be able to discern false teaching, but also to know God and his ways really well and to be inspired. We are so blessed that we are able to read the Bible in our own language, and I think it's fairly nearly been translated into most tongues. Perhaps Christian Stevenson, who's due to come and join us later this autumn, will be able to tell us more about that then. We then moved on in May 2020 to gladness and generosity, where we considered God's generosity and his delight in giving, and how, as we are made in his image, we too find joy in giving and giving generously, even though perhaps occasions in our life have led us to retain things, perhaps for our own safety and a false feeling of security. But that actually when we learn to give as God gave so generously to us, it releases something special within us. In fellowship, we thought about how important it is to regularly meet with other Christians to worship our Lord and Creator, but also so that we may build up, encourage and support one another. Making More Disciples followed in September last year and was accompanied by our first ever online Alpha course. We do hope to run another one next year. We recognise that Christ's Great Commission from the end of Matthew's Gospel commands us each to go and make more disciples, nurturing them in the faith. Of course, we can best do that if we ourselves are well grounded in the scriptures first. Prayer concluded 2020, and we thought about how prayer not only enables us to know and follow God's direction, but enriches our lives in so many ways. We also considered a number of prayer practices which could enrich our prayer life. That led us into 2021, where we thought about breaking bread at a time when we could only receive communion in one kind, and where some were still being urged to self-isolate to stay safe. We recognised that everybody has experienced online communion services differently, with some feeling that they could fully participate and receive, even though they were isolating at home, whilst for others the experience left them feeling mere spectators and isolated. But that we learnt more perhaps about what breaking bread and taking communion meant to us through these experiences. Serving was the next holy habit, and we're reminded that Christ came not to be served but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. To serve God and also to serve one another joyfully and generously, as though we were serving God. We've now finished the holy habit of eating together, and if nothing else, this pandemic has taught us of the need to offer hospitality and to receive it, to eat together, because it's there that we find it easiest to build relationships, to relax, unwind, and to share. We are a being that needs companionship, needs relationships, and one of the best ways to have that is to eat together. It hasn't been the easiest journey to follow this series during a major pandemic and with lockdowns, but in some ways the strictures placed on us have sometimes made us question more and go deeper than we might otherwise have done, and those times of wrestling with God or his scriptures are never wasted. Being a disciple and continually learning means we also need to practice what we've learned, to use the new skills or habits we have acquired. So please, devote yourself to studying the scriptures with others and listening to the teaching of those who preach. Keep on having fellowship with other Christians. It's vitally important. As I was told as a child, a single coal will go out, but a few coals together in a grate will keep burning. Let us not allow the fire of God to go out, to be extinguished, through complacency, apathy, or a lack of fellowship. Whenever you can, break bread with other Christians. When I drifted away a bit during my late teenage years, it was communion that reminded me of God's sacrifice and love, and which stopped me turning away completely. It kept bringing me back to God, helping me to see my need of repentance and forgiveness. Without communication, it's impossible to know what we should be doing, how we should be doing it, or the one who is asking things of us. But in interceding in prayer, we ourselves are also changed, challenged, and motivated. So keep praying. It's really important. In fact, I don't think it's possible to be a Christian without praying, and praying in every situation and through every situation. Prayer is vital to the health and maturity of both individuals and the corporate church. There's something so good about serving others, particularly when we do it silently without boasting, so that those others may not know that it is us who have done it. So keep serving others. It's good to emulate the servant king. And as for eating together, what a joy that is, and how much I've realised it during these months and months and months and months of eating alone. And eating together doesn't have to involve lots of work and preparatory time or expense. It is such a good way of building relationships and breaking isolation. So eat regularly with those around you and with other Christians and with your family, and not in front of the TV, but having a proper conversation. All the holy habits are interconnected and feed into one another and from one another. Please sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and mind as we hear the next reading from 2 Samuel chapter 6. We're now moving on, as you might have gathered from this reading from the Old Testament, to the holy habit of worship. Incidentally, for those who worship from home, might I recommend that in order to fully gain from being a member of St. Margaret's, that you join a life group. Don't forget that the early church didn't have purpose-built places of worship. They met together by and large in people's homes, so the groups were far smaller than our regular worship groups in churches. Life groups provide an opportunity to learn alongside a small group of people who you get to know very, very well. And this better enables us to ask those questions you might not dare to ask in front of large groups. Many also find that it's a safe space in which to pray aloud and to share personal prayer requests. Life groups are great places of support and encouragement and are useful for building up individuals and providing the building blocks of the church. And they are a form of worship. Over the last 18 months, our life groups have gone online and some will continue to have an online presence, even once all the strictures have been fully lifted, but also once we all feel safe to come back out again, because I recognise that for some who have major health issues, that might still be a problem. So please contact lifegroups@smchipstead.org for further details about the possibility of joining one of our life groups. And if you have a church near you, please go and join them. It's really good to have other Christians living and working alongside you and to know them and have fellowship with them. When you think about King David, I wonder what you think of, which stories you recall. The copy of the Toddler's Bible, which I read to my children from when they were tiny babies, has a story about David slaying Goliath when he was but a young lad. And that's probably the first thing we remember about him. Perhaps it's the story that held at the forefront of our mind, because it's certainly very graphic. You might remember that David was the 8th and youngest son of Jesse, of the tribe of Judah, and that like Joseph, he suffered from the ill will of his brothers, who were perhaps jealous of his talents. Or maybe it was merely the sibling rivalry that seems to exist in so many families, and older children's need to toughen up the youngest who they consider spoiled. I don't think anybody would argue that David is the best known writer of the Psalms, and perhaps that's what you most readily recall. Perhaps it's that he was a shepherd before he became the second king at age 30, following on from Saul, the first king. David reigned over the 12 tribes of Israel for 33 years, and through personal bravery and skilled generalship, subjugated the enemies of his people. Is that what comes to your mind? He's also considered by the Jews to be one of their greatest ancestors. Think about how Jesus has one of the titles as Son of David. Today's second reading came early on in his reign. David's worship of God was described as with great abandon or with all of his might, which reminds me of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. How do we love God? How do we worship God? Is it with passion, with great abandon, with all of our might? Or are we very British, with a stiff upper lip and quite circumspect? Michal, the daughter of King Saul, looked on with disdain or contempt. I wonder if she was more proud of being the daughter of a king than she was to be the wife of a king. Did she feel that David's actions were putting her in a bad light, that his actions were showing him up and by extension her, or were not fitting for one in his position? One of the things about the holy habits is that we are to remember and to incorporate into our assimilation of new habits those practices we've already picked up. You might remember that when we studied prayer, we talked about the practice of the daily examen. And in that, we ask of ourselves each day where God was in certain events, but also what motivated our actions or reactions. I wonder what motivated Michal to be disdainful of her husband's exuberant dancing, his worship of God with all of his might. What that says about her relationship with David, but also and perhaps more tellingly, her relationship with God. I'm really sorry that I'm not going to be with you for some or all of this next Holy Habit of Worship, because I go on Friday to have a fairly complicated operation which is going to require quite a bit of recovery time. God has blessed me over the last few weeks with the presence of an old school friend, and she's going to be staying on for another few weeks to look after me when I come out of hospital, which will be a great help, but it will also allow me to come home earlier. One of the things that she's brought into the house is Netflix. Although I take much of The Crown with a pinch of salt, I think they have accurately depicted how important it is to the Queen that The Crown acts with dignity, forbearance, and a very strong sense of duty. Her Majesty is somebody I really admire. She has dedicated her whole life to the service of this nation. And she worships God. You can tell that she's a true worshipper. And yet, I can't help admiring too David's enthusiasm and wild abandon in worshipping God. Because when you consider who God is, what God has done, and why he does things, incidentally, they're all questions that we will be asking during this series. You realise that God really is to be worshipped with all of our might, just as we are called to love him with all of our might. And having a few weeks ago watched a child on the beach dancing in the rain and splashing through the rock pools, their face lit up with joy and wonder, I can't help looking forward to heaven when we will no longer be bound by the COVID protocols that are keeping us in our pews if you're worshipping corporately, but also the ways that we were brought up to behave from childhood. I have a sneaking suspicion we might well be worshipping God in heaven with as much exuberance as David did. So I wonder, what might loving and worshipping the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength look like for you this week?
If you would like, as a mark of discipleship, to make a donation to support the ministry of this church, you are able to do so via our website. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Father, all things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Let us pray for the whole state of Christchurch Militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Elizabeth our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And in a moment of silence, we lift up before God those he has particularly laid on our hearts. We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants, departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good example, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith. And take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so we pray together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. When the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me."
Amen.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Take and eat this, in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart, by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this, in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.